Harley Heaven, the all-new Harley-Davidson Pan America, is coming to Harley Heaven in Tempe and Blacktown. Visit harleyheaven.com.au for details. And a great day starts with a good night's sleep. SpinalEZE.com.au. Welcome to Morning Glory with Matty Johns.
Yeah, top of the morning to you. Welcome to Morning Glory. Going to be 28 degrees. Beautiful spring day. Tell you what, the weather's been inconsistent this spring. It's been quite unbelievable, even in the last week. Give us a call if you can remember a more inconsistent spring. Today, we've got a lot to talk about. Got a terrific show. We're going to preview the two grand final qualifiers. Movie of the week, people, in for a real treat. I would believe, suggest the worst movie of all time. If you want to have a little look at at the trailer on YouTube, it's called Chasing Dreams. Yeah. We're going to talk about Michael Maguire escaping the guillotine through the week. 5-1, greatest general play kickers of all time. And Benny Hogarth, the producer, is going to give us shocking tales of working in a video store for 4 years. I look forward to that. But Sydney Morning Herald's Andrew Webster. Webby, how you doing, man?
Hi, Matty.
Good to be here. The Eighth Immortal from Channel 9, Andrew Johns.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. How are you, gents?
Awesome.
Mm.
Spring sprung.
Spring.
An inconsistent spring has sprung.
Spring. No pubs open. Mm. I'm as fresh as fresh. Scary fresh.
Tell you what, they're saying October 11 now.
I know.
I've already made the call to the publican and said,
you know when they make horses walk across the desert and they just dangle the carrot in front of their nose, just attach it. It just keeps walking, trying to eat the carrot. Yeah, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
I tell you what, boys, we're going to preview tonight's game after the break. But geez, I'm pumped for these two games. Hey, looking forward to them.
I was thinking something funny. You know when a horse travels. And they need something to settle it down, so they put a goat in there.
A teaser pony or something?
No, that's when they do that.
That's when they need to do something else.
When they're travelling. The night before the pubs open, I'll need to have a goat in my room just to settle me down so I don't pace the room.
Okay. Are you going to be on the front steps of the Chloe at 10 a.m. waiting for it to open?
Biting the handles.
Yeah. Well, mate, okay, can we get to the funny bit now? Now I'll tell you what, boys.
It started early.
What a terrible week. Our thoughts go out to the people in Melbourne. 5.9 earthquake. Firstly, the vaccination protests have just been, that's been out of control. Now, protesters have got COVID, which they reckon that protest will be a super spreader. So more pain for people down in Victoria. But the earthquake, what about that? Now, you were on air when that happened.
I was on air with Matty White, and he said he just had a text from his daughter and said there's been an earthquake down here.
5.9.
I didn't realize that heavy.
I tell you what, thank God down there the lockdown was on, because if the pubs were full and some of the restaurants full and stuff, that could have been...
Yeah, but nothing collapsed.
Really nice.
There's no building collapsed.
Yeah, couple collapsed. There was a hamburger store,
Chapel Street,
which Cooper said in Chapel Street that all the boys go to oftentimes for lunch. That collapsed.
Yeah, right.
So, mate, I remember Newcastle was 5.5 in 1989, and that levelled parts of the city. Of course, the tragedy at the Workers' Club, a lot of people lost their lives, and Beaumont Street was just totally, it was rubble. Beaumont Street.
It took the city years to get over it, didn't it?
We used to have an iconic painting in the dressing rooms of the rabble and then a knight's arm, jersey with an arm pulling people out of the rubble.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
I never knew that.
And that was a really special season because the first year the Knights are in, they come second last. The next year they came about eighth. And that 1990 season, after the earthquake, they went incredibly well. You might remember they played Balmain Tigers on the Sunday to force a fifth place playoff on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
And there were 30,000 people there. Very, very emotional.
Because I remember when you guys won the comp in 97, I remember talking to local people because I lived there. They were saying how it was just the city had been through so much. From that to BHP closures to, and then you guys.
Rio Tinto mines were on strike.
That's right. And it sort of lifted the city.
Yeah. It's funny, a lot of those good sports stories do have that parallel story that runs with it.
Yeah.
Now, talking about parallel stories on a different note, Ben, a rather interesting story on our Kazakh bodybuilder who married his sex doll. Apparently he's moved on.
He has. Well, in two different ways. And you know how we like to catch up with friends of the show, so I've been keeping an eye on this story. But Yuri, the bodybuilder from Kazakhstan, he married a doll called Margot, last year. Mm. And we reported on that, yep. as we do.
And she punched her and he lost her.
Well, apparently that marriage has ended in divorce.
What?
Yeah. So
well,
now,
they say that people just divorce over spilt milk these yeah, days.
So now he's living with...
He's divorced his blow-up doll.
Yeah, but he's with two other blow-up dolls now, one called Lola and one called Luna. But it's his new love interest that's got people talking. He's now fallen in love with a black metallic ashtray. this is true, and he's currently,
is it dirty?
He's currently documenting
dirty
his journey of love with
dirty
the ashtray.
Little ashtray, aren't you?
What's he doing?
But he's documenting his love journey with the ashtray. But he says he loves the brutal scent and the harsh metallic feel on his skin.
Mm. God, I hope he's practicing safe sex.
Well, yeah, that's interesting because he's actually currently trying to put a body part onto the ashtray so he can really, oh yeah.
Well, he's going good, isn't he?
There you go.
Well, just I tell you what, send us some text message. What disgusting thing have you fallen in love with, Joey? You can't say yourself. Oh, that is.
That's
all that for that punchline.
We got there. Deb, so he's living with two blow-up dolls at the moment.
He's living with two blow-up dolls. I think they're de facto. I don't think that's a marriage.
Yeah. But, is it polygamy?
The ashtray has now come into the relationship too.
The ashtray used to be... Do you remember, I remember sometimes at Christmas people would give other people ashtrays, like fancy marble ashtrays and things like that. You don't see so much of that anymore.
Well, it's not an ashtray as you think, like the little glass one that you granddad used to have. It's an actual, as you can see there, it's like a full box.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
What was that?
Show us the box.
There you go.
The ashtray.
Yeah, that's the ashtray there.
But is it,
he's cuddling the ashtray.
Can I just clarify, is it used? Is it, or is it just?
He discovered the ashtray in one of the clubs that he went to.
Do you reckon he had some acid about 20 years ago and it's cooked his brain?
Yeah. One of those.
He's still listening to Jim Morrison. Thinks he's Jim Morrison.
That is one of those big German nightclubs. What's that one in Berlin, they reckon?
Do not know.
You know Benny too, reckon.
Benny'd know where they are. Good. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we do on that note. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break. After the break, we're going to preview tonight's game, South versus Manly.